demigods. Chetana, intelligence. Atmavi, consisting of false ego. Tasmai, unto him. Samunyatha, manifest. Nirutha, potential. Shaktaye, one who possesses these energies. Namaha, obeisances. Parasmai, unto the transcendental. Purushaya, supreme personality of Godhead. Vedase, unto the cause of all causes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear Lord, by your own potencies, you are the original cause of the material elements as well as the performing instruments, the senses, the workers of the senses, the controlling demigods, the intelligence and of ego, as well as everything else. By your energy, you manifest this entire cosmic creation, maintain it and dissolve it. Through your energy alone, everything is sometimes manifest and sometimes not manifest. You are therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Kindly repeat translation with me. My dear Lord, by your own potencies, you are the original cause of the material elements as well as the performing instruments, the senses, the workers of the senses, the controlling demigods, the intelligence and the ego, as well as everything else. By your energy, you manifest this entire cosmic creation, maintain it and dissolve it. Through your energy alone, everything is sometimes manifest and sometimes not manifest. You are therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the causes of all causes. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. All activities begin with the creation of the total energy, the Mahatattva. Then, by the agitation of the three gunas, the physical elements are created, as well as the mind, ego and controllers of the senses. All of these are created one after another by the inconceivable energy of the Lord. In modern electronics, a mechanic may, by pushing only one button, set off all electronic chain reaction by which so many actions are carried out one after another. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead pushes the button of creation and different energies create the material elements and various controllers of the physical elements, and their subsequent interactions follow the inconceivable plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vilidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangarodi Vachalam Bangum Langaya Degirim Yatkribadamaham Vande Sri Gurum Ninatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nandagopa Kumaraya, Govindaya namo namaha. Govindaya namo namaha. Govindaya namo namaha. Namaha Pankajanabhaya, Namaha Pankajamalini, Namaha Pankajanetraya, Namaste Pankajangaye. ആരാധ്യോ ഭഗവാൻ വിജേഷതനയാ തഥാമ വൃന്ദാവനം രമ്യാഗാജിതുപാസനാവൃജവധൂ വർഗേണയാ കൽപ്പിതാ. ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതം പുരാണമമലം പ്രേമാപുമാർത്തോ മഹാൻ ശ്രീചൈതന്യ മഹാപ്രഭോർമദമിദം തത്രാദരോ ന പരഹ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. വി ആർ ഇൻ ദ സെഷൻ ഓഫ് ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതം. ദീസ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ ചാപ്റ്റർ ഇസ് നോട്ട് ഓഫ് മഹാരാജ പ്രഭു ബിക്കംസ് ആംഗ്രി എറ്റ് ഹിയർ. ബിഗിനിങ് ഓഫ് ദ ചാപ്റ്റർ വി സോ വിദുർ മഹാരാജ് ആഫ്റ്റർ ഹിയറിംഗ് ദ പ്രീവിയസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഗ്ലോരിഫിക്കേഷൻ ഓഫ് വിദുർ മഹാരാജ് ഡൺ ബൈ ദി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ആൻഡ് ദി ബ്രാഹ്മണസ്. Vidura Maharaj wanted no further from Maitreyashi about the Prithu Maharaj, how he saved the earth, the humanity in the earth, actually they were suffering, how he milked from the mother form of the cow form of mother earth. All the details he wanted to know in detail. So Maitreya Muni started speaking. Prithu Maharaj actually is the supreme personality of Godhead, Bhagavan himself. He has taken an incarnation. We know that actually he is not born as usual from a father or mother. He came from the body of his father, King Vena. That is done by the sages, great sages. So the supreme personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, as he promised, that whenever yadahi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata apyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam svajamyagam. So Bhagavan is coming as and when it is required. So this was the time actually the supreme personality of Godhead, Bhagavan himself, has to come after Dhruva Maharaj. The ruling was not very good. Dhruva Maharaj was a great devotee. In his family only he appeared. So the Prithu Maharaj, he actually was very happy when he heard. First he said, actually, why are you glorifying me? I am not suitable. I have not done anything for you so far. Simply one should not be glorifying. Further he has given a lot of gifts and everything to the devotees and the brahmanas who assembled there. They were also very happy. Then so happened one day, all the his prajas came forward to see him. And they told, actually inside the wood how the fire is there. Inside among us, actually we are suffering from hungry. We don't have any grains to eat. You are the Supreme Lord, now you have come. I know that you will save us. But actually we are dying, about to die of hunger. So please save us. So Prithu Maharaj was very much surprised about it. How is that my kingdom? Nobody is having anything to eat. The basic needs of any country, the basic needs will be maintained. That is actually the rulers. They are the rulers of the country, is supposed to be the representative of the Supreme Personality Godhead. The basic things which is required should be supplied to the prajas, the living entities, with a reasonable price. It should not be charging more. So that is the rule. So he meditated on it. How is it possible in my kingdom? Who is responsible for it? My people are actually suffering. So immediately he came to know, actually, this Mother Earth. Earth is having actually a lot of seeds are provided by Lord Brahma, created. And she is not producing any grains. Whatever it may be, the reason. This is not supposed to happen. So immediately he took his bow and arrow. Who whoever is responsible for it, I am going to act on it. So Bhagavan, usually he never become angry. We cannot see in any of our scripture anywhere, Krishna became very angry and he cursed somebody or, no, it never happened. He is not sitting here to curse somebody. Sometimes we get a doubt, oh, I did not do this, maybe the Lord will be very angry with me or something may happen to me or happened also we'll interpret. It happened because of I did not do that, maybe the God wishes like that. No, the God is not having any, he is our well-wisher. Suhrudam sarva bhudanam, he is a friend of everyone. Small mistake, he tried to correct us by giving some experience. He never cursed anyone. But time and above, actually we were discussing in the previous classes, many preachers were telling actually the circumstances where even the Lord also become very angry. When something goes for his devotee, he will not tolerate it. Maybe somebody to escape, dressed up like a devotee and saying that, okay, Krishna will forgive me if I carry a chanting bag or putting a tilakam or kandimala or change the dress or something like that, he may take care of me because anyway I am acting like a devotee. But here this incident shows the Lord is not bothered about the external. Because here, Mother Earth, immediately when she saw, he is going to put an arrow. Send an arrow to me means I am finished. Nobody can resist. Somebody wants to kill, Krishna wants to kill somebody, nobody can stop it. Krishna wants to save somebody, nobody can stop it also. So that Supreme Personality, she knew that he is another than Supreme Lord. He is actually going to aim an arrow at me means I am finished. So immediately, according to her experience, many times, he is so fond of a cow. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Kidayacha Jagatidaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So he is known as Govinda. He will not do anything on me when I take the form of a cow. She misunderstood like that. But Bhagavan is not like that. He said, we cannot escape by dressing up, saying that, okay, I am a devotee or something like that. This is what something we have to learn. Internally, internal changes are required actually. We have to change ourselves internally. Even if externally, if it is something different, doesn't matter, Bhagavan will take care of it. So, she was running here and there. So many places she went, heavenly planet, to different demigods, running, but when she looked behind, Prithu Maharaj is there behind him. So she stopped for a while and looked back and said that this is, it's exactly, he's going to put an arrow on me and I'm going to be killed. Now if I want to save myself, there is no other way. Then, let me give my identity. Let me glorify the Supreme Personality Godhead. Maybe he will take care of me. So he looked back and she started telling the Dharma to Prithu Maharaj. You are a king. You are Supreme Lord. I am a lady. More than lady, I am a cow. How can you kill me? Whatever may be, I must have done some big mistake, but you are not supposed to kill me as per the Shastra. So Prithu Maharaj, even after hearing all Dharma and everything, Dharmamdu Sakshal Bhagava Pranidam, Dharma is made by Lord only, Supreme Lord only. He can deviate according to the time, place and circumstances. Somebody is behaving like that. He said to her, no way you can escape. I know that you did your mystic power. Mystic power is also given by me only. You use that mystic power and you become a cow thinking that I will not do anything on you. No. You did something very serious mistake. My prajas are actually suffering without any grains. and these grains are to be produced by you. It's not that you don't have the ingredients. Ingredients are provided already by me. Brahma is already produced all the different type of seeds. So now I am going to cut you into pieces. You may be thinking that you will escape, but no, I am going to cut you into different pieces. And then I will distribute the pieces to my prajas, so they will not die. At least let them eat that. You are not providing. And you are eating a lot of grass in the form of actually a lot of sacrifices, share of sacrifices. Sacrifices which is done to the Vishnu, it is shared by other demigods, including Mother Earth. You are actually enjoying that, but you are not producing any milk. Your milk bag is actually empty. This is a trick played by you. So I am not going to spare you at all. So now she came to know that this determination is final. I have no other chance saving from the Lord. Then she remembered actually Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan is known as Stuti Priya. Stuti Priya means he is very much fond of the praise. Actually in the Srim Bhagavatam we can see there are so many praise starting from 1st canto to the 12th canto. Different praise are there, more praise are there. At the end of all praise, the Supreme Personality Godhead Bhagavan is actually very very happy. He excuses the people even if there is something wrong, and she knew that actually this is it. So especially Srimad Bhagavatam, when we recite Srimad Bhagavatam, one devotee actually approached Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit was chastised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a very good orator of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was telling, singing very nicely. He getting attracted to, so many people got attracted to it. So he chastised him, and after some time he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him that, "Mahaprabhu, I recite Srimad Bhagavatam and people are assembling to hear it also. But internally I know that I don't know anything about Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't know how to recite Srimad Bhagavatam. Just what I have is little ego. With that actually I do recite something and do something. You please tell me, Mahaprabhu, how to preach Srimad Bhagavatam. How to recite Srimad Bhagavatam." So Mahaprabhu is giving a set of instruction to Devananda Pandit. At the last of instruction he is telling, "Remember one thing, when you preach Srimad Bhagavatam, the beginning, in the middle and the end, there should be one word available." You know anybody? Bhakti. He said one word. Bhakti should be there. When we recite Srimad Bhagavatam or when preach Srimad Bhagavatam, the audience of those who are hearing actually, they should be delivered Krishna Bhakti. That is available in the praise of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now today we recited actually one of the prayers recited, done by Bhumi Devi. സർഗാദിയോസ്തനരുദ്ധൈ ശക്തിഭിഃ ദ്രവ്യക്രിയാകാരകചേതനാത്മഭിഃ തസ്മൈ സമുന്നത നിരുക്തശക്തയേ നമഃ പരസ്മൈ പുരുഷായ വേദസേ. Actually the prayer should be sung. We should be singing the prayers with a lot of bhakti and with the rasamritam, not just reading it. Then only the Bhagavan also will very much, actually he is enjoyer, supreme enjoyer. If he sing very nicely, he will also enjoy, Bhagavan also enjoy. So she is telling here that, "Bhagavan, my dear Lord, You are the cause of all causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvagarana Karanam. Brahmaji has confirmed that you are the cause of all causes. And what are the things actually you are creating in this material world? Bhagavan, we know that actually the Srishti is glorifying the Srishti of this creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this material world. Bhagavan, actually, whether this material world or spiritual world, everything emanates from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the spiritual, the material world is the total material energy, is Mahat Tattva, is actually just like a small ball in the spiritual sky, where millions and trillions of universes are there within it. And every universe, there are planetary system. Every planetary system, there are material elements, is already created. And Maya has already put her weapon, three modes of material nature. Everything is created and sitting idle. No movement is happening unless until, my dear Lord, you have a glance at it. The Bhagavan, when he glance at it with his own energy, you don't require anybody else's help. Krishna doesn't need anybody else. He doesn't need our help for anything. Then why he has created these demigods? He said actually the controlling deities, senses and controlling deities are done. It is just to engage the devotees in the different devotional service. Otherwise, actually he doesn't require. Bhagavan is actually already having all paraphernalia. He is actually wearing the vanamala. It never fades. It is always there with him. All sringar and everything is there. But still he is allowing us to do all sringar, all devotional service for our benefit, engaging us, because we are chanting every day. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear Lord, please engage me in your devotional service. So according to our taste, he is giving a chance. Okay, you do that. You cook for me, you offer me, you do me aarti for me. According to the taste of the people, different engagements are given by the Lord. And still Prabhupada's mercy, we have all type of sevas there in the temple. So she is glorifying the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because your own energy, you are doing a literally lot of expansions and incarnations are coming. Sometime it is you are appearing as something, and sometime you are not appearing. Sometime you are appearing, but nobody can see you. Krishna was there 5,000 years ago. Very few people could see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Others, they saw actually just like a small boy. They got bewildered. Even Brahma, Indra, everybody got bewildered actually. They could not understand actually the small boy who is doing wonderful activities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Avijanandima Mudaha. For Mudas, actually Bhagavan is there everywhere. In this altar and everywhere Bhagavan is there, but the only devotees can understand. Somebody is going to Vrindavan Dham, only the devotees can understand the glories of Vrindavan. They will look at that way. Others will see only monkeys are there, mosquitoes are there, flies are there. So it is very cold, it is very hot. No, I don't want to go Prabhuji because it is very hot. It's very hot there, we'll die there. But now also people are doing Govardhan Parikrama there. Every day you can see thousands of people are doing Parikrama, even in the heat. Or they are all coming with a lot of bhakti, dedication, determination. For them this is not applicable at all. They will see the Dham as it is. They will not be suffering at all. So like that she is glorifying and saying that I am paying my obeisances unto you. Please accept my obeisances unto you. The mother earth actually, in the form of cow, she is praying. So the acharyas actually is, Vidura Maharaja also asked actually, why she took that particular form of earth? Why not some other form? One reason we said actually, yes, Krishna loves cows. He will not do anything to the cow. So she took that particular form. The other reason we know, actually, the Indra, when he offended the Supreme Personality Godhead, Bhagavan, by pouring the water, Samavataka cloud was sent to Vrindavan to destroy Vrindavan. And 7 days actually it was non-stop rain was going on with thunder. And the cows actually, Vrijavasis were concerned about the cows, 9 million cows. Krishna, your cows are going to die inside the water. So immediately Krishna lifted the Govardhan on one finger and used as an umbrella. He saved all the cows. So at the end, when all the water is finished, Indra actually, he understood, I was playing with the fire. He is none other than the Supreme Lord. Nobody can do this with the activities. So he told, actually he was not ready to come in front of Krishna, even for prayer or apology. Kaisa muh dikhayega uska naam Bhagavan ke saath. So what he did, he sent actually, he came along with the Surabhi cow. He used that facility. There is only one way, the devotees are going, when Narasimha Deva was too much angry, extremely angry, Brahmaji, Shiva, everybody said, no, Baba, we cannot go near him. He is extremely angry. We don't know what else he is going to do. He killed actually Hiranyakashipu. Maybe if you go near to that, I don't know what is going to happen to me, I will not go. Then they said, Lakshmiji, your own husband is, you go and pacify him now. The reason why the Lord took the form, it is already finished, please go. She said, no. He is my husband, there is no doubt about it. But I never saw him this furious way. I am afraid. I will not go. So the Brahmaji thought actually, yes, now there is only the tool is actually, he took this form for this boy. Let us send him near to him. Just like this monkeys. Monkeys, if they want to eat something very hot, what they do, they take a small monkey, baby monkey, and use their leg, hand, and they take it and eat. So they will not be affected by the heat. So he thought, okay, let me, this small boy go. So when he went, actually, the devotee went, the Lord started laughing. He raised his hand and put the hand on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. Not only that, actually he took him, hugged him. He kissed him on his head. All the love and affection, oh, this is the trick. So he wanted to pacify the Lord. Sometimes we say that, Prabhuji, you pray for me. Because you are a devotee, maybe, you know, if I pray, maybe he may not listen to me. But you pray for me because you are a devotee, the Lord will hear. Somebody goes to the temple and says, Prabhuji, you are going to dham, please pray for me also. It has got a meaning, definitely has got a meaning. That devotee says something, Bhagavan actually is hearing it. So like that, he brought the Surabhi cow along with the Airavata, and he came. First he sent her first. He came afterwards. So the Surabhi cow, she came and she started actually, you know, litres of milk. Lot of milk actually. Surabhi cow is giving lot of milk, not 1 liter or 2 liter or 1 glass or something, pure milk for the pleasure of the Lord. We know that actually she did actually a abhishek in Govardhan for Supreme Personality Godhead. Sometimes suppose you want to satisfy the Lord, we do an abhishek, he likes that. With milk or 5 items you do on auspicious day, birthday, we do an abhishek for the Lord. The Lord is very happy. So Lord became very happy in. Still today actually the Abhishek Tirthi is there in Govinda Kund. So nice prayer is done by both of them, Indira and the Surabhi cow. So again actually the incident took place when we went for Mayapur, Navadeep Dham Parikrama this time. See in the Godrama, the story was telling actually a 16 mile long tree is there. Dhruma means a tree. Go means a cow. Suravi cow is permanently residing in Godrama Deepa. So what happened? Indra, he offended the Supreme Personality of Godhead by mistake. So he got a first warning. Lord Krishna told, "This is the last warning I am giving you. Don't behave like this to me or my dham hereafter." He said, go and take your position now. Okay. So he came to know, all these demigods came to know from the Puranas and Shastras, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is going to come. He is going to come. So Indra also came to know that, yes, I may, due to my ignorance, after all I am actually in this material world, maybe I'll forget about the Supreme Personality Godhead. He told Surabhi Kau, last time you saved me after offending. This time I'm telling you, before Mahaprabhu comes, Krishna comes, you go be there in Navadivdham, Kudrima. Be there permanently. So that even if I try to do some offenses, you please stop me. You can save me. So till today, that Godrama, Srirapi cow is there. She glorifying actually the Gauranga Mahaprabhu. All these demigods, they are actually, other day we were telling actually in the, even Lord Shiva is actually glorifying Gauranga. He said that anybody is going to leave the body, the Lord Shiva will come and tell in the ear, in Navadvip Dham, in the ear, Gaura, 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 Gaura. So you will get liberated, you will go back home, back toward it. So Surabhi Kau is also, is waiting there to take care. Even the Markandeya Rishi, Markandeya Rishi, he took a benediction from the Lord, I will leave for 7 kalpas. So at the very end of kalpa, when the pralaya takes place, he goes inside the water. He suffer. Water goes up down, drink water, this. So he was suffering like anything. So at the end, he was thinking that, my dear Lord, I asked for a wrong benediction. I should not ask to live in this material world 7 kalpas. Anybody want to come back to this material world? Everybody want to come back, right? The devotees actually in this, especially in the Kali Yuga, those who are suffering, if I ask actually, you want to come back to this material world? Appa ane ka hai? Prabhuji bolta. Prachar karne ka. Mama janmani janmani ishwari bhavadat bhakti ahaitu gitoi. But those who really understood, even the prachar is not possible. It's very difficult. So he was feeling so much about it, and then he saw at the distance there is some light is there, some place he can see. So he rushed to that particular place. He could see this Navadvip Dham, and he could see actually the Surabhi cow is there. So then Surabhi cow came forward to help him. "You come here. This place is not going to be devastated at all. Even pralaya comes, Vrindavan Dham and Navadvip Dham will be there. Somebody who does not want to die, take the shelter of Navadvip Dham and Vrindavan Dham, and that dham will never be devastated under any circumstances." So he was saved by Surabhi cow. So these are actually the incident why the mother has actually took the particular form, thinking that Krishna will be, the Prithu Maharaj will be very much happy with the particular form. After all, actually, he saved Mother Earth. Saved Mother Earth many times, actually. Whenever there is a disturbance, actually, in this material world, the first of all, the Mother Earth goes to Brahma and go to Lord Shiva, Indra, and they all go and complain to Kshirasagara, Vishnu, telling that there is a problem, there are demons are there. Like that only, Bhagavan is actually taking the different incarnation. So she knew actually that she will be saved definitely. But the Lord was not not ready to spare her unless until she did the very nice prayers. So even Jayadeva Goswami actually is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who took Mother Earth actually from the next yoga is about the glorification only. Mother Earth was taken when she was disturbed by Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha disrupted actually the procession of Mother Earth and pushed inside the water. And then also the Bhagavan himself came, the same Lord who is Pradhu Maharaj, came and saved her, because her existence is very much necessary actually. So it is glorified by Jayadeva Goswami. Vasadi Deshana Shikare Gopala Krishna Tarani Tavalagna Shashini Galanga Kalevani Magdha Keshavadrita Sukara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Mugunda Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Sukara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Mugunda Jaya Jagadisha Hare Tharani Tavalikna. Tharani, this Mother Earth actually, she is taken from the water, brought up by the Supreme Personality Godhead as in the Sukara Rupa, Varaha Rupa. So that also it is there in the Navadeep Dham. Even Varaha Rupa was, he appeared there also in Vrindavan Dham also appeared. So like that it was glorified every time she was also saved by the Supreme Personality Godhead by simply by prayers. When Kunti Devi is actually praying this Mother Earth about the how different things are there on Mother Earth, Kunti Devi is praying in her prayer to Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Neyam shobhisade tatra yathedanim gadathara tappadairangidabadi swalakshida vilakshidaihi. O Gadadhara Krishna, our kingdom is now being marked by the impressions of your lotus feet, and therefore it appears beautiful. But if you leave us, it will no longer be so. So she is praying to Krishna after obtaining this the world. Yudhishthira Maharaj become emperor, and she is telling actually this our kingdom, the earth actually looks very beautiful. Why? Because your prints were, footprints were there, your lotus feet were there. When we go to Vrindavan Dham, actually we go by without chapel. Barefoot we do the Vrindavan Parikrama, Govardhan Parikrama, Vrindavan itself, devotee come, they throw their chapel out. Why? This is the sand, this is the place where Dhuli, where the Supreme Personality Godhead, he did his pastime without any chapel. And the footprints were there. Footprints are there now, so the devotees can see. Still Nitya Lila is going on in that particular dham. So the devotees, they don't want to offend the dham by wearing the chapel, whether it is hot or cold or whatever may be. Even the Vrajamandal Parikrama, 30 days, people go without any chapel. So Kunti Devi is telling actually, our kingdom where we are ruling, this is beautiful, because my dear Lord, because you saved. So that way Mother Earth will be very happy when she is actually find that Supreme Lord is appeared and he is actually walking on her. Further she is praying, Ime jana pada swarda supakau shadi virudaha vanadin adyudvan mando he adande tava vichidaihi. Old cities and villages are flowing in all respects, because flourishing in all respect, because the herbs and grains are in abundance, the trees are full of fruits, the rivers are flowing up, the hills are full of minerals, and the oceans are full of wealth and disease, all due to your glancing over them. So further Kunti Devi is telling actually our kingdom, we can see on earth, everything is there. Now for what reason Pradhu Maharaj is trying to kill Bhumi Devi. Now he is hearing the glories, glorification from Bhumi Devi. The same thing is actually given by the Supreme Lord. Wherever the Harinam Sankirtans are going on, there is no shortage of any grains, rain. So, I was in the Muslim countries in Abu Dhabi and all. So when the season comes, the king of the country, along with all the Muslims, after the Friday prayer, they do a big prayer for the rain to come, because it is absolutely necessary. They pray. So wherever there is Sankirtan is going on and the time comes, actually there will be heavy rain. Now we are expecting actually heavy rain. If you do more Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, it will come very fast. So everybody will be very happy. So he says, she says, actually the herbs and grains are in abundance. More than what is required, it is there. And full of fruits, everywhere there are fruits are there. The rivers are flowing, it is not standstill. Still we can see, even though there is little water in Yamuna, Yamuna is always flowing. Gangama is always flowing, because the Nitya Leela is going on. Bhagavan is actually, he is having the pastime, the Leelas are going on, that is why it is flowing. Says that all full of minerals, the hills are full of minerals, oceans are also full of the valuable things, wealth are available. It is all, my dear Lord, because you are having a glance on it. Krishna is there. If Krishna is there, nothing is possible. Everything will be a desert. We know that some desert people are, even though artificially they are trying to do so many things in the desert, even at this time, it is only temporary. What we have in India, it is not that when you go out of India only you come to know. What are things available here? This is the place where the Lord has in his pastimes, the glories, the natural things are available there. Naturally, time to time, everything is coming for our pleasure. We are also able to give pleasure to the Lord. But the place like the desert, even though they have a lot of money, they do something artificially, but they have to depend upon. Somebody is not supplying something from some country, their money is of no use. Nothing will happen. So the presence of the Lord is required. The recognition of the glories of the Lord is required. The living entities has to pray into the lotus feet of Krishna. Then only the Bhagavan will be very happy. And whatever we need, everything will be available. Even the majority of the people, even though some minority of the people, they don't believe, they don't do any devotional service, still for the benefit of the devotees, others also will be benefited. So that, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, actually we are supposed to read Srimad Bhagavatam, glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, hear Krishna Katha, that only will take out all the distress in this material world. No one is there in this material world without distress. So for that benefit only, as I was reading, Bhagavan has taken the fish incarnation. So he is called Matsya Avatara, Kurma Avatara, Narsimha Avatara. Similarly, Bhagavan has taken incarnation, sound incarnation, as the Srimad Bhagavatam, literary incarnation, Srimad Bhagavatam. So one has to read Srimad Bhagavatam, glorify Srimad Bhagavatam, enjoy, taste. Pibada Pibada Bhagavatam, Rasamalayam. And drink, actually. That's just like gopis of Vrindavan. They used to drink the Dhupa Madhuri of Krishna through their eyes. And they were blaming actually the Brahmaji for giving the eyelids. That much they were drinking Dhupa Madhuri. So similarly, we should also drink Srimad Bhagavatam by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. That will take out all our distresses. That will give us actually, we can, our goals, we are setting a goal in our life, especially the devotees of the Lord. They want to finish actually the Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi and go back home, back to Godhead. That is possible simply by Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So association with the devotees like this, when we release Srimad Bhagavatam, it will be more taste than we sit alone and then we read. So Srila Prabhupada's mercy, it is available in all languages, and everybody can There is no restriction. Nobody says that you cannot buy a Bhagavatam. Everybody can buy a Bhagavatam, correct? He made available. They can go to the bookstore and have the books. So take the books and encourage others actually to buy Bhagavatam. Read some Bhagavatam, help them. This way we can get actually the love of Godhead, and the, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, we'll get bhakti. The beginning of our devotional service, middle of our devotional service, and at the end of devotional service, it is full of bhakti. And we should remember actually the beautiful form of Krishna and the mercy of Krishna, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. Kirandaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Brahmanandi. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.